Naruto would require the wrong kind of balls. You'd have to have a lot of courage to do that, and not the good kind.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. Most people I don't think are possessed of that level of asshole. But give them a computer or a cell phone and like a username on Instagram or Tumblr or whatever, and they'll just say whatever. Especially if you can reply to things anonymously.
Indeed. Well, considering all those things, getting back to my original statement, I mean, what motivates you in your cosplay, considering all the stuff that's out there, all the elements combined?
What makes me
what inspires? Yeah, what inspires the art?
What inspires the art? It usually starts with a character I really like,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, I want to be that person for a weekend. Right now, the character that's burning a hole in me is Kuvira from Legend of Korra.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh yeah, I started watching that with my friends, and I'm not 10 minutes into the episode, and I'm already like, I know what wig I need. And so it starts there, and I'm driven by learning new things. So and then applying my knowledge. So I like to try to do something new with every costume. So I'm constantly kind of picking up a new technique or something. Like I for her, I bought a bunch of Ava foam, and I'm gonna try to use a heat gun to mold her back armor and. Getting a lace front wig, which would be my first time with a lace front wig. And this is like new stuff. I with each new costume, I want to try something new, apply something I've already done and continue to get better. So I'm motivated by, I want to be a cool character and I want to improve my personal skills as an artist.
I see. But what do you think is the, gosh, how shall I phrase this? Then let me ask you then this. What would you tell those who are planning to get into cosplay for the first time? I mean, how would you tell them, how would you say it to them, you know, this is something you should do? And, you know, and if they were to be concerned about the detractors and all the stuff that could happen, what would you say to them?
Okay. First, if you want to start cosplaying, I think the first thing you really need to do is assess what you're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to sew, maybe either learn if you want to, not necessary, or pick a costume that you can put together by assembling other things. And there's a lot of things you can do without ever touching a sewing machine. Trust me, I know. If you are a sculptor or a painter or whatever, just assess your skills and try to play to your strengths first. And remember that there is literally nothing wrong with making a costume out of other things. Thrift stores are great for this. And YouTube is full of tutorials on how to do all sorts of things. And you don't feel like you need to make a competition grade piece right out of the bat. Because to me, good cosplay is a costume that has attention to detail, and is made with love. Like, the person who's wearing it clearly loves the character, loves wearing it, is having a great time, and I would much rather see someone having fun than the most flawless costume in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, pick a character that fits the skills you have, or be willing to learn lots of new things and understand that it is a time-consuming process, it is difficult, and that wearing it is uncomfortable. I have some costumes that are pretty comfortable, but a con is long. Con days are long. Everybody who attends conventions knows this. And like, if you're wearing a wig for the first time, they're hot and they're itchy. And like, getting accustomed to that is a learning curve, and putting one on right is a learning curve, and wearing something that's maybe heavy or awkward is a learning curve. And that really, at the end of the day, cosplay is uncomfortable. So remember that, play to your skills, pick something that you know that you can do, be willing to learn something, understand that it's time consuming, and that it, when you actually get around to wearing it, you may not be comfortable. And as far as the detractors on the internet go, keep yourself a nice supply of haters gonna hate memes and just respond to people with that if people are gonna say nasty things to you.
Indeed. is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience?
Well, you know, if you're cosplayers out there too, hopefully I'll encounter you at some con. If you heard me on the Black Flag podcast, I'd love for you to come up and say, hey, I'm really hard to miss in my Galaxia costume. if you want to, you know, talk shop or whatever, I love to meet new people. Also, if you want to come out and check my fan page, I don't know. Do you do show notes?
Well, actually, would you like to tell everybody your Facebook page?
Oh, yeah. My Facebook page is, of course, you know, facebook.com/KingSaris. I'm King Saris Cosplay. You can, if you're on Facebook, you can just search King Saris Cosplay, and you'll find me. My profile picture is of me as Satsuki giving the finger, which should tell you what kind of person I am. And I'm also on Tumblr, though I update Tumblr infrequently. But it is kingsaris1word.tumblr.com. You can follow me there. You can follow me on Facebook. If you tweet, if you're a Twitter user, my Twitter is ZenithSun, but I also update that infrequently. And it's more writing and general snark and less cosplay. I thank you, all of you, for listening to me ramble on at Kevin. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. I want to thank you, Saris, for sitting with us tonight. Good luck and best of luck in all your new ventures.
Thanks.
Right on. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.